Welcome back to another episode of TNAB's Anime Club. This installment we're doing Code Geass R2, episodes 15 and 16.
Yes.
Yes. That is us. So, okay, episode 15, The Seas World. This episode takes place basically right at where we left off. Lelouch has been transported somewhere. The Emperor, his father, is there.
And he's all like, welcome to my castle, bitch.
And a whole bunch of bullshit happens now.
Yeah, there was a lot of bullshit.
This was all bullshit. First things first, the Emperor says, kill me, Lelouch. Like, do something.
Yeah, do something,
do
bitch.
Do something.
You can't do all this stuff with, Like, just because... you have all these tactics. You have all this, like, behind-the-scenes shit. Don't mean shit. Can't man up. You want to put up your dukes, bitch? Hit me up on the block. Like, that's basically what he said.
And so Lelouch has, like, this, like... I guess he installed it in his nightmare frame, but it explodes a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And Lelouch uses the mirror, all the reflections of the mirror, and he looks into them all and uses his Geass indirectly to tell the Emperor to die.
Yeah.
And it works. Or so we think, because the Emperor takes out a gun and shoots himself through the heart.
And he's all like, sup?
Yeah.
All right, you got me. You reflected it off 17 mirrors.
Yeah.
And then...
and then done. Lelouch goes to the top and he's like,
I won!
But it was so easy.
Finally safe, I did it.
But
and even I was like, I don't know, bro. That was a little easy.
Yeah, Lelouch like, this was too easy. He's like, I wanted to make him suffer. I had questions to ask him.
I wanted him to apologize for shit. Yeah.
And then Emperor's just like, apologize to who, bitch?
Hey, I'm alive.
Apologize to who? From here on, it cuts to C2 talking to V2.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you indirectly get the idea that the Emperor has gained immortality at the cost of V2's life.
And that turns out that, like, that's the whole... structure of the Geass.
Yeah.
And the Geass giver.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, because from this point on, C2 shows up in this otherworldly place.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, Lelouch, you have fulfilled it. This is my wish. My wish is to die.
Yeah. I want to die.
And only you can give me that wish.
Mm-hmm.
From here on out, Lelouch gets transported into C2's memories?
Yeah, this is where it gets kind of buck wild crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like, first he was in some weird, like, time dimension with...
The thought box.
With, what's his face? With his dad.
Yeah.
And then V2, or C2 shows up, and she's all like, Lelouch, I just used you to get to your dad. And I was like, bro, Lelouch, you got cucked by your dad. Like,
yeah, more or less.
That's fucked up. Yeah, and then... his dad goes to do some shit where he's like, transfer your immortality to me so Britannia can rule forever.
Yeah.
And then they go into her memory somehow. That part I didn't really get. That was some anime bullshit where I was just like, okay, like I blinked and I missed a scene and I don't know what happened.
How they got there, yeah. I don't really know. Like, C2 basically hits a button and Lelouch drops down somewhere.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's in her memories.
Yeah. Like, now I'm going to explain to you how this is passed on.
Yeah.
The reason I can do this is because I have these special powers, but the downside is it makes me immortal.
Yeah.
And I got this from a nun who had also lived for a long time.
Yeah.
So she's finally dead, but I am immortal and I
want to
die.
Yeah, I want you to kill me now.
And then this whole thing happened where like C2 partially transferred her powers to the dad, I guess, because she didn't die afterwards.
Yeah.
She became her old self. Her memories reverted to when she was like a slave girl in like the 700s or whatever. And now she's just like the complete opposite of who she was.
Yeah, so this whole episode is basically C2's entire origin story. And then her memories revert. Lelouch blows up the thought box.
Somehow.
And he takes C2 and he flies out of there with the... robot.
His baller robot, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Like, it's just straight up, that's it.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
You're like, okay, I'm glad we're watching two episodes at a time.
Yeah, because this one was weird. And then we go to the next one. The United Federation of Nations.
Yeah.
The United States. Yeah, the UNF.
This whole episode is about basically rumors out that the Emperor is dead.
Yep.
And Britannia now is on its last knees. So the United Nations of the United Nations of Federation mm-hmm. decides that they are going to.
They're
going to
be official.
Yeah, they're going to do it. And the.
This is all politics.
Yeah, this whole episode is politics. And it's about. Like, there's some stuff that happens in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, Valletta goes to go kill Ogi. And the ninja lady tries to kill Valletta.
Yeah, and then shoots kunais into Ogi.
Yeah, and he falls off a cliff. Valletta goes with him.
And then the last thing you see is the scene of a rock.
Yeah, but then like 5 minutes later in the episode, Ogi shows up. He's like, oh, sorry, I was just busy.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
That's here's the thing. I think that Ogi is Ninja Mate.
Oh, good.
Because like I think that, yo... Like, they fucking Romeo and Julietted off that fucking cliff.
Oh, you think so,
and they smashed that rock.
Love conquers all.
And they dead. Except for death. Except for a rock and gravity.
Now they're in a better place together. Because this world couldn't handle their love.
Unless the Britannia girl went to hell.
Oh, maybe he went with her.
Maybe. Just because. Yes. Let's hang out together.
Yeah, at the same time, Suzaku's, like, tormenting Colin.
Yeah, he turns straight evil in this one.
And he's like, I'm going to give you this refrain.
Yeah, remember that thing that your mom OD'd on and you have like totally bad memories with? I'm going to force it into you, dummy.
And
like,
you're going to tell me everything. You're going to lose your willpower. I'm going to do whatever I want.
What the fuck? Like, he's like full on like rapist over here.
And then he's just like, holy, wait a minute.
I'm this dude.
He's like, hold on, I'm the hero still. Only Lelouch forces people to do whatever he wants. Yeah. I can't be like that.
And then on the side,
yeah,
Nina... Her favorite crazy bitch.
Mm.
She apparently figured out some sort of bomb that collapses on itself and just annihilates all matter.
Yeah.
Like, what?
She figured out how to put it into a gun form to put on the Lancelot.
Dude, what?
Yeah. We also get this weird feedback or this, like, it's like a slight little hint at the scientists because they also have the Gurren.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we worked on that too, and we just like souped it up for no reason.
Yeah, we crushed it.
Yeah. I think their reasoning was we were going to make, originally the bomb was going to go on the Gurren, and then Suzaku was going to pilot the Gurren.
Yeah.
But for some reason, nah, we'll just put it back on the Lancelot.
But you know what? You know what's going to happen now? Colin's going to escape and get the souped up Gurren. That's how they keep the robot battles happening.
More or less.
Their whole excuse for that was, you know, we got into our little hobby. It's like, what's your hobby? Working on shit.
Yeah, so that's what happened. You get to meet the rest of the Knights of the Round.
Oh, like, yeah. A bunch of them show up.
Yeah, yeah, like Knight of 10, the Knight of 1.
Yeah.
And they're all just like, listen, we got to form together and we got to join forces with Prince Schnitzel.
Yeah. Prince Pretzel.
Because without the Emperor, he's who will lead us now.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Zero being all like, yo, we are the United Federation
of whatever.
Yeah.
We're gonna do whatever. And then even Prince Pretzel was like, listen, even though all these nations are coming together,
yeah,
they all got superior military might.
Yeah.
They will never get along.
Yeah.
And then immediately the two heads of the biggest federations, they're like, hey, just so you know, as soon as you join this treaty, all countries decide that you are no longer doing military actions at all, ever, forever.
Yeah.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
And we will then give it to the Black Knights as a third-party contractor who holds no affiliation with any nation.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, didn't you learn from the Shogun? Didn't you learn?
Yep. So that's what happens to the Black. And their first rule is, we're taking back Japan.
Yeah. Nippon Banzai, motherfucker.
And Nunnally is currently the viceroy of Japan.
Yeah.
And at this point, all the TV screens are hacked. Emperor comes back. It's like, what's up, Zero?
I'm alive, dummy!
It's like, I don't care what you've done. All you've done is now split the world into Britannia and you. You've instigated war. So come at me, bro.
Yeah.
That's basically what he says.
Yeah, he dropped the mic. He said, either you're going to win it all or you're going to lose it all. Because it's time for war, motherfucker.
At this point, Lelouch is in just absolute panic. Because he's like, how am I supposed to take back Japan without not only getting caught in the crossfire?
Yeah.
And he has this sweet heart-to-heart with the now reverted C2. And she's like...
Yeah, before he fucking smacks her in the face through a plate.
Yeah, he does that. I thought that was a bit far-fetched for Lelouch to do that.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's angry, like, he, I don't think they've ever shown him, like...
He's never lashed out, especially with any sort of strength.
Yeah.
Right? He's always been depicted as, like, this super weakling.
Yeah.
Right? So even if he were to hit somebody, I don't imagine he could do anything to C2.
Yeah, but the plate breaks and she cuts herself and he goes to console her.
And it confirms that she is now mortal.
Yeah.
Right? Because she can actually get injured.
And it basically, and she asks him, like, oh, listen, so what do you do when you're scared? She's like, well, I call a friend, or at least that's what I imagine I'd do if I had a friend.
Yeah.
And then Lucia's like, fuck, who are my friends? It's like, well, no one.
Yeah.
Except Suzaku.
I'm gonna call my boy.
Also, I'm gonna call him, even though we're enemies.
Yeah.
And Suzaku's like, Lucia, are you zero? Uh-huh. Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, bitch.
It's like, whatever, but you're the only one I can ask. Please protect my sister.
Yeah.
And Suzaku's like, fine. Well, you're gonna come to my shrine, my family shrine. Just you and me. We're gonna
hang out.
Yeah. We're gonna, you know, we'll see what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
Just you alone, me alone. See what happens. And so that seems like the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna see what happens exactly.
And like, are they going to team up? Are they going to switch sides?
Well, okay. Are they going to team up? What is Suzaku's reasoning for teaming up, though? Like,
I guess the only thing I could think of, because they've done a lot of ass pulls with character motivation recently. So the only thing I can really think of is the horrific shit he's seen and has now done, right? The whole Colin episode.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'm going to pump you with drugs, bitch. And it's like, what have I become? Britannia's turned me into a monster. My dad was right. Japan is the whatever, right? Like, maybe that could be it, but I highly doubt it. I think that rivalry is probably going to last until the very end.
Yeah.
If, and the end not meaning they're going to team up, like the end meaning that someone will die.
Oh, shit. You think someone's going to die?
I think a lot of people have died so far.
Who do you think would die between Lelouch and Suzaku?
I think it, for the sake of the story, it'd have to be Suzaku.
Wow.
I think Lelouch would have to do something. It'd be like the, like with what's her face, the fucking massacre princess.
Oh, you, right? Yuffie.
It'd have to be something accidental. Because also we see in the C2 backstory, right? Her whole thing is like, I want to love, right? I want people to love me and whatever. Yeah. And eventually she gets the thing in the one eye.
Yeah.
But then when she's talking to the nun, like a couple years later, she has the Gyas in both.
Yeah.
Right? And right now, Lelouch just has it active in the one, right? Mm. So maybe it'll be some sort of power upgrade where he gets it in both, and then it unlocks something, and then he doesn't realize the power, and then, I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
Then Suzaku dies or some shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Because, I don't know. Maybe you don't remember.
I can't really remember how it goes from here on out.
Yeah. But it's, we in it, baby. It's the end game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Infinity War.
If that's how you want to look at it, yes. Yeah, we have got definitely less than 10 episodes to go because we got...
And we all know the last episode is going to be some, like, recap shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got, like, 6 episodes.
The true journey is the friends we made along the way.
Oh, no.
After we murdered a lot of people. No.
Oh, no. Does Shirley come back?
That'd be next level. Resurrection.
Yeah. But yeah, there you go. That's Code Geass. That's episodes 15 and 16. 17 and 18 are coming up fast, and we're going towards the end.
Yeah. So it's cool.
Stick along with us.
Write in with your thoughts, my dude.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.